This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here this evening. It is the fifth Sunday of Easter, this tomorrow we have confirmation at our 8 o'clock service and a triple baptism at our 11 o'clock service. Our hymns today, but unfortunately at home, we'll be using Divine Service 1 out of the Lutheran Service Book. Hymns number 603, 633, 619, 682, and 837. Well, Father, our service you received on the way in, beginning on page 3 with confession and absolution. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, so the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and receive the confession of sins. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let us rise, face the center aisle for sharing of peace. The lectern aside. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit aside. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Let's pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
There was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, court official of unless someone guides me. And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture that he was reading was this: like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. And the eunuch said to Philip, about whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of our Lord.
Which be to God.
Perfect love. to with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise from singing the Alleluia verse. Continuing the sermon then, at the Lamb's High Feast, we sing on page 14.
Thank you.
Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When camping with my family as a boy, I liked to whittle sticks with my pocket knife. I thought this was great fun. My mother would cringe and start calculating the distance to the nearest emergency room. Apparently, I had a tendency to cut my fingers badly. Many times the doctors needed to stitch my fingertips back together, but somehow I made it to adulthood with all 10 fingers scarred but intact. So what would you do if you did actually cut off one of your fingers? Now, with my extensive first aid knowledge that I have gleaned from watching ambulance dramas on TV, I think you are supposed to find the missing digit, pack it in ice, and send it with the patient so hopefully the doctors can reattach it. Because if they don't reattach it, it will die. It is no use without being attached to the body. The body gives the finger life. How deadly foolish it would be for a finger to say to the rest of the body, "I don't need you. I'll be better off on my own." After a storm, I walk around my yard and I collect dead branches lying under the trees. Attached to the tree, they were full of life. Now they're dead. They're only good to be thrown into the fire. Imagine for a moment a branch rebelling against its tree, saying, "I don't need you. I'll be better off on my own." It's utterly self-destructive. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned." In baptism, you are grafted into the vine of Christ. You are made a part of his body, the church. You abide in Christ, and he abides in you. Christ Jesus lives in you. His life flows into you and gives you life. In the church, the body of Christ, you receive forgiveness of sins through the Word of God and the body and blood of Jesus. You in Christ, Christ in you, you have life. Tomorrow at the 11 a.m. service, we'll baptize the three Johnson children, sealing them as branches of the vine of Christ, renouncing the devil and all his works and all his ways, and declaring faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. At the 8 a.m. service, four of our young men will confirm what was spoken for them at their baptisms, renouncing the devil and declaring faith in the true God. They will also pledge to remain in Christ and Christ in them. They will pledge to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully. They will pledge to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death. They will pledge to remain steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it. They will promise to remain in Christ in them, because they know they need Jesus. They know that in Christ there is life. Without Christ is only death. You know that you need Jesus. Each day, remember your baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and renew your vows to remain in Christ and Christ in you, because you need Jesus. Jesus is life. Without Jesus is death.
And yet there is an aching temptation to want to be independent. The devil wants to separate you from the vine. He wants you to think you don't need Jesus, that you can be free from Jesus, that you can go it alone. He wants you to let the busyness of daily life choke out your life in Christ and to separate you from the church, his body. The devil wants you to give up the church. The devil wants to push you to declare, I don't need forgiveness. I don't need the church. I don't need your organized religion. But that is like a finger saying to the body, I don't need you. Or a branch saying to its tree, I don't need you. Independence equals death. You are fully dependent on Jesus. Like blood flowing to your extremities, like sap flowing through vine and branches, Jesus' love and forgiveness flows into you and then from you to others through your good works. Because you are in Christ, and Christ is in you, you bear the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Alive in Christ, you bear the fruit of the Spirit in love for your neighbor, even as you continue to struggle with temptation to selfish sin. Life in this fallen world is a struggle. And life in Christ is not the promise of an easy life, a pain-free life, a life without trouble or hardship. Abiding in Christ and Christ in you, as a branch in his vine, God prunes you to clean you from sin and make you more fruitful. With Christ in you, with your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit, the Lord works in you to cut sin out of your life. God prunes you to help you to battle sin in your thoughts before they become sinful words and sinful deeds that harm your neighbor and that the devil can try to hold against you. This pruning hurts. And it's an ongoing process which will continue until the day you die. You see, you live in this paradox of being at the same time a saint, declared holy by God because of Jesus, and also a sinner who struggles with the devil, the world, and your own sinful desires. You are already declared fully clean because you are in Christ, and Christ is in you. And God continues to prune and cleanse you of your sin. Pruning can be painful as sin is cut out of your life in this ongoing cleansing, but it is God's work in your life to make you more fully live out who you are in Christ, in love for God and love for your neighbor. Alive in Christ or dead apart from Christ. There are only two categories. You in Christ and Christ in you, you are alive forever. Apart from Christ, you are dead and destined for eternal fire. You cannot live apart from Jesus. Jesus is the vine, you are the branches. Remain in Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise to confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Prayers today, remember Carol and Otto undergoing radiation treatment, Don Elrod, who's in hospice, Eileen Fitzmaurice, who has cancer, Becky Crofts, who has cancer, Karen Ferris, Martha Reiser, and Carl Ferris' sister-in-law, who had a stroke, for Jeff Spinell, Ellen Elita's son, recovering from surgery and facing cancer treatment, for Anissa Pendleton, a friend of Michelle Myers, recovering from surgery, for Eddie Hendrick, a cousin of Michelle Myers, recovering from surgery, for Dick Buchanan, tendon having health troubles. For Kathy Brown, who was replaced on home hospice care in Florida. For the family of Deborah Schindler, Phil Howard's sister, who died just last week. And for Carissa, Beth Fleming's daughter, who's been sick with COVID since the beginning of April and now has pneumonia. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have grafted us onto the vine of your Son. Prune us and cut off from us all sin and dead works, that we may always draw life from your Son and produce the fruits of faith and good works. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, your only Son came in the flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. Protect us from all false teaching and the spirit of the Antichrist, that we may always confess Christ to be our only true God, and remain faithful to him. Lord, in your mercy. Father and teacher of all truth, guide teachers and catechumens in your word, that they may increase in understanding, faith, and love for Christ, the Lamb led to slaughter in our place and risen from the dead. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
our prayer. Almighty God, give health and guidance to our president and all in authority, that they may serve honor and in accord with your good order. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful God, you hear and answer your children in their hour of need. Give aid to Carolyn, Don, Eileen, Becky, Karen, Jeff, Anissa, Eddie, Richard, Candace, Kathy, Deborah's family, and Carissa. Pray that they would bear their crosses of faith ever looking to you, and so fix their hearts where true joy is found. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you are love, and always reveal your love through your Son. Grant that all who come to your feast of love may worthily eat of Christ's body and blood, so that whoever abides in his love forever abides in you, and you in him. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Hear and answer our prayers for the sake of Jesus Christ, and your saints shall bless you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Give thanks to the Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially we bow and praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in true faith and life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
It's confusing because at the 9:30 service we have to dismiss at the end of the tables, but not the other services because we already dismissed. So she's waiting for me and I'm waiting for her. So let us rise for the thank the Lord. Upon you.